Well, all you have to do is look across the landscape of almost any American city of size, and you will see tents and other shelters inhabited by what seems to be an ever-increasing number of homeless people. It is certainly a growing concern, but the solutions? Elusive. In the greater Portland area, an interfaith group has come together called United in Spirit as it works to address homelessness and other social issues. A member of United in Spirit is Franciscan Sister Veronica Schuler, Chancellor of the Archdiocese of Portland, and Sister Schuler joins us this morning. Good morning, Sister Schuler. Great to talk with you.
Good morning to you. Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, before we get into United in Spirit, I'm wondering if you could just give our listeners a little background on yourself and how you arrived at the Archdiocese of Portland.
Well, I'm a Franciscan Sister of the Eucharist, as you mentioned earlier. I'm originally from the East Coast, the other side of the country, but I joined the community in 1985, have been at a number of our locations, and in 2017 was invited to interview for the position of Chancellor in the Archdiocese of Portland. And we have had a presence in the Archdiocese for many, many years. We have a community out in Columbia River Gorge in Bridalville, and we have operated Montessori School in Portland for almost as many years. So I came for the interview and then was hired, and I've been with the Archdiocese now for about 4 years, a little over 4 years.
Oh, that's wonderful. Boy, I don't know if there's a better named town or community in Oregon than Bridalville. Tell me a little bit about that, where you're at there. I've never had a chance to go there, but I've heard of it numerous times.
It's a beautiful spot. It's very tiny. There's the only sign of any kind of municipality, you might say, is the little tiny post office they have there, which many people go to have their wedding invitations
right, stamped. That's great. But
Bridalville is one of many waterfalls in the Columbia River Gorge. There's a whole series of them. Multnomah Falls is, of course, the most famous. And we have a small falls, Coopy Falls, behind our house on the state land that's back there. So we get to look at the physical beauty of the gorge every single day.
Boy, that just sounds wonderful. Well, what called my attention to United in Spirit, I actually had read a story on the Catholic Sentinel newspaper about United in Spirit, and that prompted me to give you a phone call because I found it a really wonderful article and it let people know what you're doing. So tell our listeners about United in Spirit, how it formed, and who's in the group.
Well, as I understand it, because the group's formation predates my involvement, but a few years ago, a group of Christian and Jewish faith leaders got together to try to address some of the tension, racial and otherwise, that had evolved around some interactions with police and some unfortunate things that had happened. And then before the election in 2020, that group decided to put out a statement calling for civility and no violence in the wake of the election, regardless of what the results of it might be. And at that point in time, the Archdiocese was involved. Todd Cooper was attending the meetings, and then I got involved. And the participants are people from the Jewish community, people from Baptist churches, some elders from the Church of Latter-day Saints, and then just interested parties, people who have business connections. There's a very prominent property owner and businessman in the group, and people who have had connections and who obviously have a great love of the city of Portland and have been part of its history for quite some time. And I also should add there's our representatives from the Bilal Mosque and other people who just really care about Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started meeting with them right around the time that the election was coming up. And we met and we had a news conference down on at Pioneer Square to make the statements. And each representative read a statement and there was some media there. And the idea was to get across, let's not have a lot of violence, because there had already been, I think, well over 6 or 8 months of violence since the death of George Floyd. And then it moved from that to the concern as the violence and vandalism seemed to abate. The focus moved to the homeless situation, and the various members became very concerned about the fact that nothing seemed to be happening to address it while it was growing. And, you know, it was obvious to everyone that there was a pretty serious problem. And so the first thing that they really worked on was to have a summit to get the various players, the city leaders, the commissioners, people from the county, the city, the police department, the organizations in charge of the homeless, addressing the homeless situation, get them together in one room to see if we could get past whatever impasse was there, because it just seemed that there was something was keeping people from working together in a concerted way. That was in last December, and then we had another one recently. No, I'm sorry, that was on October 4th, and then we had another one very recently in December, on December 6th, I believe. And some of that was reported in the article.
You're speaking with Franciscan sister Veronica Schuler. She is the chancellor of the Archdiocese of Portland and a member of the ecumenical group United in Spirit as they work to address homelessness in our community. So all of us out there listening or this morning, Sister Veronica, too, I'm wondering, what can we do? Is there a way that we can help United in Spirit?
Well, I think the thing that has kept coming to the fore is that there are differing philosophies, differing ideas on how the problem should be addressed. And there, if I can say it, there may also be some kind of defending of one's turf or one's agency's turf, so to speak.
Right.
And I think if people in Portland would just contact their community leaders, if it's in the county, the person who's responsible for your area, if it's in the city, the mayor and the other commissioners, and just say, we want you to do something, and we want to be a part of the solution. We don't want to be part of the problem. Because the other thing that is also a factor is that everybody wants to see the problem solved, but sometimes we don't want to see it in our backyard, so to speak.
Right.
And so I think there has to be a willingness on the part of everybody to make some concessions and to support whatever possibilities may be, whether it's having designated spaces nearby in your neighborhood where people can go and be in safety, and whether there's the use of, let's say, a place like the Lloyd Center for services. And it's becoming more and more clear that, you know, there's a whole range of services that people need, and that they need to get into a place that's safe, but then they need a situation where they can get the help they need to address what it was that led them to become homeless in the first place. And the other piece is that people who are on the verge of being homeless because they've lost their job, or because they've fallen behind in their rent. And those are people that also need assistance. And so I think that the listeners just need to keep speaking up, but also be willing to be part of the solution.
If folks want to learn more about United in Spirit, is there a way they can do that?
Yes, there is a website. I believe it's unitedinspirit.com. And there's a lot on there about what they're doing. And also, there was an op-ed piece in the Oregonian some time ago that people could certainly refer back to.
Excellent. Again, we're speaking with Franciscan Sister Veronica Schuler. She's the Chancellor of the Archdiocese of Portland and a member of the ecumenical group United in Spirit as they work to address homelessness in our community. Well, Sister Veronica, it's great to visit with you. Thank you for all your work on this, and we certainly want to keep folks up to date on what's happening. So will you keep us informed?
Of course.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it. And God bless you and have a wonderful day.
The same to you. God bless you. And thank you again for having me.